We've only just begun.
I am Yennefer, and welcome to The Money Stories. The Money Stories are a collection of real, raw, personal recordings by me and my experiences with abundance and wealth transformations in my own personal life. You can find me online at www.yourwellnessiswealth.com. Enjoy. Money story number 7. It's May 21st, and it's 7:49 a.m. And I have a testimony, and I have tears in my eyes right now, just in pure awe of the awesomeness and the beyond your mind blessing that you can receive. I decided to drive Uber, start with a short story, at least 20 hours a week for the next 4 weeks to guarantee that I have a certain amount of money to do traveling this summer to these different trade shows in metaphysics and conscious living, so that I can go ahead and tie up the loose ends when it comes to my business plan and my business strategy and my book proposal, basically, so that I'll be prepared for next year. And however, since I've started driving Uber, I've been a little off balance. Not to mention, I was off balance before, just feeling the pressure of making sure that I have enough money just to sustain our life, and because I'm staying at home, just to be available for my children. And throwing Uber and doing the 20 hours a week, it threw my balance off a little bit more. And so last night, I decided to drive on a Friday night, which is a busy night, and do, like, you know, 6+ hours. Well, after the second hour, a huge drunk guy, I mean, he was nice and he was quiet, but he was huge, and he was drunk, needed a ride, and he got sick, and I had to pull over really fast, and he vomited. Thank God he vomited outside of the car. But in that moment, you know, I looked over. Here I am with a big, humongous drunk man in my front seat, leaning out the door, throwing up. I'm looking over, and you know how sometimes you could see, you know, and I'm seeing this man's bottom, and I'm like, you know, it's getting dark. And I'm like, is this what you really want to be doing? Is everything, what's making this, I mean, what is this really worth, you know? And what if he threw up in the car and just sees salts? And I'm like, this is not the best time for you to be Uber driving and all of these things. And I felt like maybe I should just go home and call it a night. But I knew if I did, I'd be a hard time for me to make the 20-hour weekly quota to guarantee this money that I need to do the traveling for my spiritual business. So, and I was like, and I had a thought or urge, and it was like, you need to go home and start on your book. You need to go home and start on your book. And this was the second time I had it. Well, I've been told earlier this week, and I thought about spirit and how spirit starts off communicating to you. Spirit will start off communicating to you softly and whispering and with a soft nudge. It's very subtle. But when you don't listen and you're not obedient, then a tornado could come through your life and rearrange stuff where you don't have a choice but to do what you were subtly told to do before. And I've experienced that, and I don't want that again, where something dramatic has to happen for me to go home and sit my butt down and start on this darn book and write, and blog. And so I was like, I gotta be obedient, Well, and I wasn't immediately obedient. I think I took about two more rides, and then, I pulled over, and I asked, I played with my pendulum a little bit, and it confirmed, yeah, go home. Looked at the angel messenger, and yep. And I was asking for signs like, I'm hungry, take me to food. And so the next person that got in took me to, he wanted to go to a taco place. And then even before that, I was asking for signs, and the song came on the radio. It said, "Don't talk to strangers, don't talk to strangers." And here I am, just letting all strangers get in the car. So I finally got the message. Well, I took the message and I cut Uber off. I had to make a couple of stops. I went and got me some tacos, veggie tacos, and I had a coupon. And so I only paid $3.61 for two tacos. And then went into Target and got some things I needed to get. And I came home and I wrote. Usually I would call my boyfriend and talk to him and let him fill that space for me. But I didn't call because I knew I would be thrown off. And so I just waited till I got home and I wrote. And it felt good. I was like, yes, I'm being obedient. And the message that I received was like, I will have the money I need. And so I've been having the weeks planned out, like I buy a flight this week, buy a hotel next week, and another flight the next week, and then the hotels the next week. I had the money all planned out. So I get on this morning to go ahead and buy my first flight. Now we're getting to the money story. Thank you for holding tight through the preliminary story for 7 minutes. So I get on this morning to buy my Southwest flight for the first trip that I'm taking. And the prices had gone up. They've been fluctuating. I thought I was going to be buying a $250 ticket. Then I realized that I was going to be buying a $325 ticket just to secure my bags and make sure they're paid for. So I got on this morning to Southwest original dates. It's went up to $350. So I'm like, oh my God. So I rearranged my days, checked the events. And so now it's got it down to 300. Well, I was like, I think I have a Rapid Rewards account. I know I do. I did it long time ago, actually. So I try to log in, where you go forgot login and forgot password. No, I did new account, and it's like, oh, you may have, we have, that email address is associated with another account. You need to call a customer representative. So I call a customer representative. She buys a Rapid Rewards account for me. And guess what? I just inherited 13,000 Rapid Rewards account on my account. All of a sudden, I've got a Rapid Rewards account with 13,000 points. Okay. So I was like, well, that sounds like quite a bit. Let me see if I can book a flight. So guess how many points I need for for this flight I'm trying to book, Denver? Only need 18,000. Well, but my 13,000 is enough to book a one-way flight, and I'll just pay for the other way. So I just saved 160 something dollars already. Oh God. So now I could apply that. I've got a little wiggle room and my money, and I don't have to worry, So it's just like, if you just be obedient, just be obedient, just listen to the soft, subtle whisperings of spirit, the quiet nudges, whatever it is that you're called to do, that's your purpose, do it. And as I'm saying this, the sun just shining a little brighter through my window. I guess a cloud kind of moved out of the way, but You know, it's illuminating this fact right here. So no matter how small, because it's gonna seem and feel like a really small nudge at first. And you need, that's when you need to follow it. Okay. I mean, if you wait, you can wait, but then things are gonna get loud and uncomfortable a bit, just to force you, back you into a corner and make you do what it is that you're here to do. So I say that you follow those nudges and you be obedient. And this is my money story. I just inherited a one-way flight to my first destination on my trips this summer, equivalent to about $160 something. All right, I'll talk to you next time.